Father, we pray for the nations, but I want us to take it a step further. Where's my Bible? Okay, don't worry, I'll pick it. Thank you there. Okay, let's look at 1 Timothy 2. Let's take it a step further. Verse 1, 1 Timothy 2. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, present and giving of thanks be made for all men. Verse 2. When I was a young student in Akoka, this is what they emphasized for us, that we should pray for kings, presidents, rulers, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Can you just pass the paper across to the edge? They will have that. And they put so much emphasis on the kings and all who are in authority. But anybody who reads that verse, which I always do, is to read it in, look at verse 1. It says, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, present and giving of thanks be made for how many? All men. Don't worry, they will take care of it. Be made for all men. Why? Because, and I also want to implore you before we go further that please don't plug your phone when you come to church. Some of you over here, you are very disobedient. Let me not say rebellious. You go find a place to plug your phone. By using an inverter, anytime there's a kind of a cut like that, the inverter will cut off. So something like this. So please, no matter how much you love your phone, don't let your phone become your hindrance in church. Please don't plug your phone in church. I'm saying that again one more time. Don't plug your phone in church. If I find your phone plugged, I will ask them to smash it, break it, and throw it into the toilet. If I find that, after I announce like this, I'll announce for the next 2-3 weeks. And after that, I won't tell you. Just know that your phone has disappeared. If it's 1.5 million, it'll be in the toilet, in the water. Okay, and you can take me to court because I've already announced it. So I want to plead with you. Please, don't plug your phone around. Okay, so where are we? Supplications, prayers, that's said, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, he said we should pray for all men. That's what we have been doing, praying for all nations. And we do that even when we don't feel like doing it, because that's what God said first of all. But can we take it a step further today? I want to do something else. Look at that. I exhort first of all that supplications, prayer. See that word supplications means definite request. That's prayer, like we just pray now. For instance, what is prayer? Prayer is like this. I have my family. I pray for their protection every day. That's prayer. But now, one of them, my family, is going to Kaduna through Abuja Road. That's supplication. I'm not going to ask God, God, please, he's passing through Kaduna, through Abuja. Please watch over and bring it back safe and sound. That's supplication. That's definite request. So we want to move to supplications now. Are we listening, everybody? So we want to start praying over your definite requests and those who are around you. You see, if you look at this word, it asks for all men supplications. Let's go to Philippians 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, verse 6. Thank you. I'm waiting. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. See that word again, supplication there. So you can pray supplication for yourself and then for all men. Do we get that now? It's involved. If you notice, there are three here. There's prayer, supplications, with thanksgiving. In the other place, there are four. Let's go back to 1 Timothy 2. Verse 1. There are four. Supplications, prayer. We saw that one there too. But we don't see over there. That's because you don't intercede for yourself. And giving of thanks. Are we here? I said, are we here? So, what we want to do now is that if you have any requests that's bothering you, or somebody you have, your loved ones, or maybe your neighborhood, we want to start praying real time. See over there, if you look on that side as you enter on this side, you see something like looking like a piece of wood, like a pillar there, and you see a basket on it. Please drop it there. If you have any prayer requests you want us to pray, we will do something. We will take it on Friday, pray over them, and then the prayer team will take it over on Wednesday and keep on praying. Hallelujah. Now, somebody said, it's only at this door. At this door, when you are coming in, you will see it standing over there. Now, please, don't carry the prayer basket. It's not the one. Just drop it inside. I hope they have. I said they should tie it because somebody will just carry it. So I said they should just tie it down so that they won't be able to remove it. Just drop it in there. Is that all right? So that's, we will label it before Sunday, hopefully. It's called prayer basket. So you can just drop it there so you can take your prayer on Friday, real time, and pray over things and see God move. Hallelujah. You know, I've come to see that when you pray like that over specific things, God moves. And then we pray together. You know, somebody, we have a pastor's, monthly pastor's meeting here in our church. So we just pray sometimes over things. And then a pastor came and said, remember, something was going on in town. We just prayed, supplicated, the thing stopped. That usually happens. So prayer, not offering basket. There is some things over there. So you can take prayer and then you can put it there. And if just maybe your friends around your area, we can pray for them. Maybe your loved ones, wherever they are, we can pray for them. Is that okay? So it's over there. You want them to praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Can we lift our hands and give thanks to God that is God that answers prayer, that listens to us, that answers our requests. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We exalt you. You're a good God. Thank you that tonight you hear us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Open your eyes. I want to say something. Psalm 115. Or is it 116? Now, let's look at verse 1. 116, verse 1. If it's not that one, it should be the... Yeah. Can you, everybody, look up. Can you see this verse? What did it say? I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my... So you can listen. That will make you love the Lord more. Praise God, somebody. I said, praise God, somebody. Now, something else. I'm just making this announcement tonight so that they are very important. Something else we want to do. We don't want to be selfish with the word of God. We want to be a blessing. Now, typically, what churches do that? They just tell everybody, enter the bus, let's go evangelism, and we'll take you and drop you in all kinds of places. But we are mindful of your time. We want to see that you also spread the word of God one way or the other. So we came to see that the best way to spread the word of God is by the printed page. The best way. You see, if you put something on the phone, it goes. For instance, if you look at our teaching, we do live streaming. To get much, you have to dig through, you know. And if it's on the air, it's gone like that. But when you put something on paper, written paper, that's why your Bible is in paper. They have all kinds of media at that time, but they use Bible. So we are now looking at what's the best way we can get across to people. So years ago, we determined that we are going to be a church that spreads the word of God. Let's go to chapter 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Give us in NLT. If you have just been coming recently, you've never heard me read this. This old chapter is a chapter for our church. What do I say? How many of you remember that chapter? Chapter for our church. How many of you remember? It's been a long time. This chapter is chapter for our church. Not our church like that. The Lord just gave us this word to run through all our mission as RFC. So we read like this, letters from Paul, Silas, and Timothy. We don't do that membership thing anymore. I used to teach it. There was the total concept. What was the total concept? Writing to the church in Thessalonica, to you who belong to God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, may God give you grace and peace. Let's keep reading. We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. As we pray to our God and Father about you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we said as a church, go back. Okay, thank you. We said as a church, if you remember that, we said we'll be a church of substance. That means faith, hope, and love will dominate our view. So in this verse, it talks about faithful work, loving deeds, and enduring hope. So we said that. Let's look at next one. We know dear brothers and sisters, that God loves you and has chosen you to be his own people. At the beginning of this church, we had this choice of God, that God has chosen us to be in this city to help people as a light and as a salt in this land. That has been back of our mind. Let's keep reading. I just want to share this with you. But I'm going somewhere. For when we brought you the good news, it was not only with words, but also with power. For the Holy Spirit gave you full assurance that what said was true. Now, if you remember, those who have been here for a long time with us, we told ourselves we are going to focus on the word of God. We are going to bring to you the word of God with all power and strong conviction. That's what we have done over the years. The first time you came to church, you see, you enter the church, you don't know who the pastor is, but you see that the word of God is open. And when we finish, you want to come back because of the word of God. I mean, if you noticed that. That's the goal here. So that's what we do here. And let's go on. Next verse. I'm going somewhere now. Be with me. So you have received the message with joy from the Holy Spirit in spite of the severe suffering it brought you. In this way, you imitated both us and the Lord. Next verse, quickly. As a result, this is our desire. As a result, you have become an example to all the believers in Abeokuta, Ogun State, and throughout both Macedonia and Achaia. Now, we want you to be an example of Christians. But let's go on. Now, this is where I'm going. And now, the word of the Lord is ringing out from you to people everywhere, even beyond Macedonia and Achaia. For wherever we go, we find people telling us about your faith in God. We don't need to tell them about it. Let's stop there. Now, if you've been here for a long time, those days we say God has chosen us to take the word of God across to all people. And we've sent printed messages to African countries. Of course, we have been busy in recent time. So I'm thinking that we should get back to that, to send that we can bring out the word of God to people. But the trouble is that we just don't have all the time to sit down with people today. Even if I'm moving, am I right? So we now put it in book form. And tract, those days may be just one or two pages, but this one is more than tract. It's actually explaining the word of God more, and it will cut across both believers and unbelievers. Like this particular one now is called Seven Great Truths. God gave me the seven things he has to go that cover all from the beginning of the Bible to the end. And I'm going to just pick it out to you. The first one talking about God is good. The second one is that God does nothing apart from his word. And then the third one says, life does not always give you what you expect because we are living in this fallen world. And then the fourth one, which says that the cross of Calvary is a total answer. It says preaching the gospel already. And then we said, there's only one way to heaven. Hallelujah. That's what? Only one way to where? Heaven. And then there's a day of accountability, as a day of judgment that God will call all the world to record. And then finally, number seven, you have a choice. So you see, this is encompassing, talk to Christians and non-Christians. It will lead Christians to become more serious and lead those who are not Christians to follow the Lord. Pastor, why are you telling us all these stories? You know what I want to do today? I'm not giving everybody one by one. Some of you have read it before. But if you want to help us give around you, about five people around you with packages in five form, it's over here. So I would like you, when we service this evening, it's closing, we'll give you five like this. I'm not giving your children. If you want to help us, just give your neighbors, give your colleagues, and please see that you do that. It doesn't only cost money. It costs heaven to put this together and give somebody. We're going to give you a pack of five. Brother, I'm thinking that next Sunday we will take someone, as we usually do, to the estates. Maybe you pick the estate before Sunday. You know, we'll get people to join you. Don't worry. We'll do that. So we want to just get the word out to help people grow. Amen? So we do that? All right. Let's pray over it. We are printing. In fact, I was telling my wife that we want to commit about 2 million to do this now, to print. That's one that we wrote on God's love for you. We want to get, I mean, from that God's love for you, that particular booklet helped a lot of people from the radio. So we're going to send them all over. We're making about 5,000 copies of them each. We want to praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I can save 2 million to Bible. You know how much fuel is now? Let me make you laugh. You know why I was convinced about that? You know, we park our cars over there. You know, we park over there. When we started renting the place for whole years, 200,000. Last year, the man said 300,000. We refused. We look around. We couldn't find another place. So we come down there. You know, this year, relax. He went to 350,000 to pack, just to pack our cars there every just Sunday alone. So when I got his text, 350, he can determine whatever I want to do. So I said, we will pay. When we calculated how much per week, it's still less than per Sunday, it's less than 10,000 naira. If we do 10,000 naira per Sunday, that's 520,000 naira per year. Now, if we could park our secular cars there for a whole year for 500,000, can't we send the word of God more than that? Shouldn't we? Marto, we're not asking you for the money. Just relax. You're not. We're already making room for that one so we can go. But we need you to do something. Help us spread the word of God. Could we do that? Do we do that? Okay. Get up on your feet. I want us to pray over this, that they actually will reach real people and it will help them to know God the more, and it will help them to arrive knowledge of Jesus. Can we stretch forth our hands toward them as just standing for the rest of them coming? Let's just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that this word will go. Oh, by the way, let me show you where to pray, how to pray very well. Chapter 3, 7 Thessalonians. Let's pray quite well. Verse 1 and 2. Quickly, give us. Finally, pray, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may do what? May run swiftly and be glorified as it is with you. Now, do you know that tracts are very powerful? Years ago, I wrote a tract on healing. Somebody finished reading it, crumble it, drop it in the dustbin to go and throw it away. Somebody, that after the person dropped it in the dustbin, somebody went down there to go and empty the dustbin. He saw the paper, opened it up, and read it, and sent me testimony from the dustbin. This thing can go for you never know where it goes. Praise God. So let's pray that, Lord, send forth your word. Let your word run. Let your word run and be glorified with fruits, lives change, people turning to the Lord, walking with the Lord. Let's pray that, God, we ask that your word will run, will not be slow, hearts will be open, people will accept the word of God in our land, and they will take the word of God further to bring forth results in their life. Can we just ask the Lord, please let your word have glory in our land. Let your word, we put this gospel words, we put this printed page, we send it forth. With your grace, we ask that men and women, as they read them, those ones who are coming to, those other books that are coming, those other booklets that are coming, as they read them, they will be changed. They will encounter the Lord. They will hear the voice of the Master. And it will bring about certain definite change in their lives. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your word going forth. Thank you that that word that has been helping us will help others too. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You can have your seat. Let's get into right. God announced. Oh, glory to Jesus. As you sit down there, let's just glorify the Lord. Let's just bless the Lord. Oh, thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Master. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for Jesus, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the light that we have in the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. As you sit down there, close your eyes and just have a time with your Master, a time with our King. Oh, we bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you are worthy. You're worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. You're worthy. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. You are in this place tonight with us. Our hearts are open to you tonight. Touch us. Bless us. Open our eyes to see the Lord. I see the Lord seated. Oh, we bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your wonderful holy name. I see the Lord.
I see the Lord.
seated. Exalted.
Exalted.
And the train of his robe.
And the train of his robe.
Fill this temple.
Fills the temple with glory.
Yes.
And the whole earth is filled.
Yes, Lord. Just be here. Just be here. Yes, Lord. As you sit down there, open your heart to him. Let's see the Lord tonight. Yes, Lord. Take it again. Put yourself in the song. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. I see the Lord.
I see the Lord seated on the throne. Exalted.
This
temple with glory,
yep.
Merciful,
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 merciful, Lift your hands and tell him again, you are holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, 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 holy. You are holy.
You are the Lord God.
I'm a sinful. Father, the Son, the Spirit, we worship you tonight. Yes, Lord. Lift your hands, just. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lift your hands to him, to Father, Son, and Spirit. Grace from Jesus, love from the Father, fellowship from the Spirit. He bless you. Holy, holy, worship him. Come on.
It's worthy to,
worthy to receive all.
It's worthy to receive,
worthy to receive all.
You are worthy,
it's worthy
all.
To receive all of our praises,
all our praises.
Sing it again. Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy,
holy is the Lord.
Holy is the Lord.
God Almighty.
God Almighty.
God is worthy,
worthy to receive glory.
Praise him and lift him.
Praise him and lift him.
We lift you up.
Lift your
we
voice lift you up. Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Yes, Lord.
Exalt, exalt his name.
Exalt his name for
me. Everybody praise him.
Praise him.
Praise
him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise him.
Holy, 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 holy.
worthy.
And God is worthy. Yes, Lord. Worthy to receive.
Yes, Lord.
All our
praise Him. Open your mouth, breathe by yourself. Lord, I praise Your name. Lord, I magnify Your name. I give You glory in the land of the living. You are my exalted King. You are my life and my light. Thank You. I can come by the blood of Jesus. Thank You that You are my Father. Thank You that Jesus is my Lord. Thank You because I have the blessed Spirit as my helper. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can have your seat. Let's just bless Him in the Spirit as we sit down there. Let's just bless Him in the Spirit. Bless Him with other tongues. Just bless Him with other tongues. Bless Him with other tongues. Bless Him with other tongues. Makatala desh dobra la kaleya namaka bayaba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Amen. We do some few things to come back and close. You know, a lot of time when I'm by myself in the room, I see what God wants to do a lot of time in our midst, different things. And you find that you don't have all the time in the world. So, you want to minister, you want to cover things, you want to do that. There's a place for healing, there's a place for... We have to get back to our healing now. It's just all that difficult to work all this together. But something happened to me last Sunday, which I need to really dealt with. In our third service, we have question and answer. And toward the end, one of the sisters in choir just said, I want to say something. I said, what's your question? I said, no, I don't have a question. I said, you know that last Sunday in July, when you were closing and then you started calling out different things. And he said, I've been having a particular pain for 3 years. You know, 2-3 years. That people around me know that I was having that. And then you just said, God is doing surgery on somebody's back. And bam, the pain went. After she said that, I didn't feel like rejoicing. I felt convicted. I felt remorseful with the Lord because like the Lord was telling me, you see, people are hurting and you don't really have time to do a lot of things. And so I said, okay, let's just act on that testimony. Let me just, you know, said I have had an anointing over the years had to do with pain. In fact, that anointing has been my right hand that Prof and Professor Nile, Dr. Nile, Prof and Dr. Nile, they share in it, they felt it when I lay hands on them. And but you just, you know, you preach, you do all those, sometimes you run services, you know, so you don't really have time to do. But so I said, let's just stop. So I said, let's just minister to these young people that don't think about power of God in that sense. So we minister to them. And I just remove pain from people's body. Then when I finished, I got a text from someone in the service. He said, you know what? Just a young man, a copper. He said, I've been having pains. In fact, he sent me the prescription paper. I'm having pain. He said, gone. You know, so I feel like clapping, but I didn't feel like clapping because everyone convict me. So last, was it Tuesday now? Was it Tuesday? Yeah, it's just that. I went back to that again because I just feel like this is a disturbance in the service. Let's just march on. We just do that thing to preach the word, get out. So we did that again, and you know, few people, and because I felt that I should tell them how to stop the, how to let not the pain come back again, things like that. So, but I didn't have time. The time is gone. And I ministered. Then somebody came to and see me on Wednesday. And she didn't make service, but she was in pain. She didn't make service. She was in pain because the pain had been going on for some time after the spirit and cool. So the husband was in the service sitting at the back there. So when I mentioned pain, so he said he will stand, the husband stood up for her. Now, she was also listening, and then she just came and pain left. You know, when she told me that again, the way I felt again, that you meet so many people are hurting like that, and you just... Now, myself, I hate pain. Anybody you like pain? Any of you don't like pain? You know, I just don't like pain. And let me just do something tonight for a few minutes. Bear with me. So, but you know, my medical learning and experience tells me that pain is a symptom. Why should God be taking that out? You know, that's my medical knowledge. And you know, pain has things that are causing them. You know, so bad things that cause. So, but I just follow the Lord because I know some things in the Bible. For instance, take a look. Matthew chapter 4, verse 24 or 26. Let's go to 25, maybe 25. Matthew 4, 25. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with what? And torment. See that word torment? It's a word for pain. I don't know what Amplified Bible. Can you give us a Bible Amplified? Amplified. Okay, said the same thing. Amplified, the amp, not classic. Let's look at what amplified. Oh, yeah, see. So those suffering with various diseases and pains. Do you hear that? So they came to Jesus because of pains. So I was thinking, why should they go to Jesus with pains? They remove the sickness, the pain will go. You know, analgesic is everywhere. But I came to see that people don't get off from this analgesic. You can just see the pain in them. You know, can I be honest with you? I'd avoided doing that anointing overseas. I got sick myself sometimes. I got into pain sometimes because the Lord said, I told you, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So I want to talk about God wants you to be free from pain. You know why I was convinced of that? I was convinced this afternoon more. You know that verse we usually read about Jesus bore our sickness, carried our diseases. But the original that was specifying NIV, let's go to NIV. Chapter 53, Isaiah, verse 3. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Give us this verse in Message Bible. Take a look on the screen. It was looked down on and passed over. A man who suffered. What is it next? Who knew pain firsthand. So I'm just getting convicted. Say he knew pain firsthand. Let's go back to NIV. Now verse 4. Surely this NIVs. Okay, the one I was using at home is different. Surely he took our upon infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet because I'm stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. Next verse. No, go back to verse 4. Can you give me Message Bible again. Maybe it will. Okay, sorry. Amplified normal. Give me Amplified normal. Thank you. This is it. But in fact, he's borne our griefs and he's carried our sorrows and pains. See that? God doesn't want you to have pains. Of course, sometimes pain is an onset of something, or pain is a loud speaker of something wrong in our body. So I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, why? You see, if it's a loud speaker, he said, then that thing that is behind the pain, when I remove the pain, that's what will stop. Praise God, somebody. See, if water is flowing, if you just stop the water, the flowing won't show up anymore. Hallelujah. So I want you to stand against pain. I want you to stand against pain. Sometimes it's a beginning of something. And if you just can stand against it and refuse it, it won't go further. Are you hearing me? Are you listening to somebody here? Then something else I saw that just want to help you. I've never seen this before in that way. Let's go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. Never seen this like that before. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. To stand against. See that word? To stand against. He's talking about the devil there. He says stand. Do you know what? Look at next verse. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. You know what struck me? Paul didn't say you are fighting the devil. He didn't say you are shooting the devil. He didn't say you are throwing arrow. He said you are wrestling. You see, wrestling is body contact. Am I correct? And what wrestling achieves is to get your feet off the floor and knock you flat. Am I correct? The moment, you see, that's why when they are wrestling, usually you see the guy sticking his leg out so that the guy won't catch it. Because if he gets his feet off the floor, he's back on the floor. And all they need is to have your back on the floor. So Jesus said, stand. Do you hear that? Don't let him put you on the floor. So when things come against us, don't let that thing rest on you. Get your feet out from his dominion. Stick your stand. Next verse said the same thing again. Said, therefore, what's the next verse? Therefore, take up that you may be able to withstand. Next verse. He said, no, go back. Go back there. See, that you may be able to withstand. And having done all to stand. Next verse. Stand therefore. Did you hear all that word? Stand. You're just not wasting time. Stand. Just don't let him have you and put you. You see, what they achieve, they don't bash you, they don't kick you in wrestling. They just want your back on the floor. And I've seen that someone wrestling. The guy, I don't know if you watched wrestling in the last 1 month. Confess your sin. Thank you. Pastor Kenny is telling us the truth. When they do WrestleMania, they just put you on the floor. And then the guy will lie on you. They start counting. 1, 2, 3. When they count 10 and you just lie down, the guy will take the... Have you seen those guys? Even if it's on the floor, when they get to 7, he just... You have to learn to do that. That's where the Christian struggle is. Learn to stand against him. Don't let him sweep off your floor. You sometimes, you don't have money. The devil start putting your mind. You're going to be poor. Things are difficult. That's where you're going to go on with yourself. You have to stand against that. Understand. Praise God, somebody. So I want you to today stand against pain. Stand against sickness. Can you do that in your spirit? Say, I'm taking my stand. I'm in health. I'm in healing. I'm in wholeness. No matter what's going on in your life. No matter what the devil is throwing at you. Stand. I'm standing in health. I'm standing in wholeness. I'm standing in sufficiency. I'm standing in peace. No chaos won't take over my life. Glory to God. I'm not standing in depression. I refuse to let depression take me over. Thank you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you honor. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Tell yourself again, I take my stand in health. I take my stand in pain-free life. I take my stand in this thing. No, don't let him have you on the floor. When you surrender, when you give up, when you think the Lord won't do anything, that's not true. That's when he wins the game. But no, we are aware of his devices. If he can convince you in your head and put you on the floor, he's going to just mount on you and keep other things coming to you too. Oh, glory to Jesus. Maybe you have been going through certain things in recent time. Tell yourself, I take my stand. I take my stand. I take my stand. I take my stand. Praise God. Maybe some struggle at work or maybe at home, maybe in your health, maybe in your finance. Maybe just in your mind, generally speaking. Just say, I take my stand. Some of you over here, devil is building something in your legs, in your hand, in your feet, maybe in your belly or something. Just say, I take my stand against this. I take my stand. Take my stand. The truth is that he went to the cross. Breastplate of, he said, call it the guard your waist with truth as a belt. Say, the truth is that Jesus took my pains, he carried my sicknesses. Thank you, Lord. The truth is that. The truth is that I'm alive and well. I don't know what's happening to you. Some of the people are attacking you. Take your stand in victory. That you are victorious. No one can succeed. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Praise God in the highest. This in the midst of worship. I take a stand. I stand. You know the song? Hallelujah. Can you find this song for us on the screen? I stand with arms wide. The arms are not about of the one who gave it all. I stand so low. Not to the devil. I'm taking my stand with Jesus. I'm taking my stand with his word. I'm taking my stand with Calvary. I'm taking my stand with the blessing. I'm taking my stand against the curse. I'm taking my stand for help. I'm taking my stand against sickness. I take my stand against God's provision. I take my stand against insufficiency. I take my stand. I take my stand in the name of Jesus. I take my stand for success in life. I take my stand for a great future. I take my stand for my family in blessing. I take my stand for God's preservation and protection. I take my stand. I take my stand. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we are just praying like that, if you have any pain in your body, this is a good time to just remove them. Just whenever you are close, if you have any pain in your body, just lift up your left hand, put your right hand where the pain is. If before I prayed for you, it has not fully gone, we're going to stand against it again. Pain has no right to stay in our body. Jesus took our pains. So pain and all other assortment of sickness and diseases, we stand against you. Tell yourself, I receive freedom from this pain in the name of Jesus. I receive freedom from this pain. some people over here, you have what I call emotional pain that just kind of, you know, just comes to you, and you just, now we deny that pain authority over your mind, over your feeling and emotion in the name of Jesus. Oh, physical pains, wherever it is, from the top of the earth to the sole of the feet of God's people here tonight, leave. Get out of their bodies. I tell yourself, I receive freedom from this pain. I receive help. I receive Spirit of God's life in my body. Now check yourself. Everybody sit down. If that pain has gone, sit down too. If that pain has not fully gone, just stand up. We're going to finish it tonight. Anybody? If that pain has not fully gone, if you pain your body, you know, Jesus wants you free. Jesus wants you free. Jesus wants you free. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Prof, please come. There's some one or two hands standing up there. Can you just help me go to the back? Just put your hands there while I speak. Thank you, Lord. God wants us free. Hallelujah. Okay. Small people. Okay, all right. Thank you. You can just put your hands on them. Oh, hallelujah. Pain. 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 Your name at the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow. Now, if they lay hand on you, just, okay, let me just do that. Because we have more people. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Let's lift our hands and bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open your eyes. Our time is really gone. Just thank you. One of the things, can you reduce my volume a little bit here? Thank you. Here a little bit. Pain, you know, Bible says when something leaves you, it will come back. Evil spirit. That's where they label it in the Bible. They want to come back. You know, I used to have a pain like that. I just want to come back. So you know what I do? Sometimes you come strong and you say, no. You feel like saying, oh, Otepada, no. Just take your stand. Say, no, Jesus bodies. I refuse to. Start throwing yourself at the Lord. It's like, you know, you move to that side. You identify with the Lord. You know, the Lord says, strong tower. Righteous, run into it and they are safe. No, in the name above every name. No, you do that. Now, some of us over here, when we lay hands on you, some pain left, but there's no fully, there's still like that. Now, you have to take your confession up and start saying, I'm free from this pain. I'm free from this pain. Every time you say that, something breaks. Hallelujah. And it is clear off. We'll talk more about that later. But before we leave, let's do something before we go. We want to do it in the Lord's presence. Psalm 34. Let's go. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. We must not miss this one. Verse 1. Okay, you want to sit down? You have any pain? Okay, thank you. You can sit down. Oh, glory to God. I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually do what? Be in my mouth. Look at next verse. I want to mention this as we go home. My soul shall make his boast where? Now, you know, we people that are boaster, we don't like them, don't we? I mean, somebody boasting about himself, boasting about his house, boasting about his car. I mean, that's kinda, that's not right. But there is a good boasting, hallelujah. And it's a part of worship we must learn to do. It's a part of worship. You know, you say, God, you are great. God, you are mighty. God, you are everything. But also, there is a kind of a boasting that the humble will hear and be glad. Do you know, I was shocked. I was reading a Bible. One of those Bibles, I got all kinds of Bibles. That's my pastime. That word humble also means the oppressed. The oppressed shall hear and be free. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Of course, now that's what David was doing. He was boasting of the Lord before Goliath. Am I right? It was in worship. It was in Friday worship experience. Just a joke. We're just boasting in the Lord. Just boasting. And knocking down. So let's do some boasting. Speaking to ourselves. Psalm 91. Let's go. We have some few minutes to do that. Psalm 91. We'll do some psalm tonight. Just take it two or three and we go. Praise God. Let's go. Say that to yourself. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Now stop there. Stop there. See, your mind will say, are you dwelling there? Are you sure? Does this apply to you? Tell you, shut up. Jesus Christ is the most secret place of God, and you are in Christ. Tell yourself, I dwell and I shall abide under the shadow. Can you stand up and do it well? We're going to say this psalm for ourselves. We're going to make a boast in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Next verse. What did he say? He said, I will say of the Lord, who is he? He's my refuge. And say it again. He's my refuge and my fortress. My God in him. Say it again. My God in him I will trust. Let's go on. Next verse. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wing I will take refuge. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. Stop right down there. Lift up and say, Father, thank you for the truth. Thank you for the buckler. Thank you because your shield is over me. I declare before angels and men and demons that you are my shield and my buckler. Let's go on next verse quickly. Let's go. I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Next verse. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the throne that lays waste at noonday. You know what? It covers 24/7. Am I right? Praise God, somebody. Night, day, noon, night. And 1,000 may fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand. Say that again. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but shall not come near. Now tell your neighbor beside you, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, it shall not come near you. Praise God. Next verse. Let's go. Only with my eyes I will look and see the reward of the wicked. Go on. Because I have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, my dwelling place. I love this. Let's camp here for a few minutes. No evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. Next verse. No evil, nor shall any plague. You know, there are country plague, there are age plague, there are racial plague, all kinds of plague that's common to particular gender plague. All kinds of things. Say one more time. No evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. Next verse. Let's go on. For he shall give his charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Next verse. In their hands they shall bear me up, lest I dash my foot against the stone. Go on. I will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent I will trample underfoot. Next verse. Because I have set my love upon him, therefore he will deliver me. He will set me on high because I have known his name. Next one. I will call upon him and he will answer me. He will be with me in trouble. Stop there. Tell yourself, trouble, you cannot trouble me. My Father is with me. He said he will be with me in trouble and he will deliver me and honor me. Finally, with long life. One more time. With long life. Let's do one more psalm before we go home. You're already feeling like standing, am I right? Psalm 23. Let's go to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Quickly. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall... Wait, I want to be there for a while. There's so much want today, am I right? One more time. The Lord is my shepherd. Say like you mean it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Next verse. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Next verse. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear. Hold on. What do you call evil? Armed robbery is evil. Accident is evil. For me, sickness is evil. For me, lack is evil. So I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Next verse. You prepare a table before me. In presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell. Can you clap your hands for the Lord? Yes, that's true, Lord. We believe it. Hallelujah. Now, as we close, one day I look at that psalm. There's nothing like we or us there. It's me and my Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I, not we. So I don't have to live on your own. I live on my own. I shall not want. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow, not us, me. Tell us yourself, it's me. Surely, goodness and mercy. I got a Bible, read this one, said, surely, goodness and covenant faithfulness will pursue me. Praise God. Tell yourself, goodness is pursuing me. Mercy is pursuing me. Goodness is pursuing me. Hallelujah. Said, Satan, I have declared all this before your presence on this planet. And I say, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for good things in life. In the name of Jesus. Let's bless him as we go home. Let's give him glory. Our soul has made our boast in the Lord. The oppressed is freed. The humble is glad. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Now, tell someone beside you, surely, repeating it again now, goodness and mercy. Okay. Before we leave, we have shared surely. You have this one. If you want to come and pick it, you just lift up your hands. Can I have some ushers and help us give it to? Can I get Ibukun? Can I get those other ones from upstairs? May not be enough. Let's have, please quickly. Can I have ushers? Please quickly come. Just give them the bundle of five. Please, if you don't finish using it, bring it back, because we want to use everything we have. Okay, just give them one bundle. Use that. Pastor, I want three. No, just use one first. Okay, they're bringing some more. Ibukun, have you gone upstairs to pick them? Okay, it's gone. All right. So just wait. They give you. Please give someone. Give. That's me. Five people you are going to give to. Let's trust God that God will speak to them. All right. Quickly, let's do that. The five in the park. Okay, I got some over here. Samuji, okay, all right. Thank you. Amen. Anybody else I've not gotten that you want to get? Okay, over there. You can. Ibuko, where is it? The door is locked. Ah, who locked the door? The door, you'll have asked the door to be open. Okay, if you have not gotten, just hang around. They give you now, they are coming with you. Let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. One more time, tell you again, surely goodness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. See you on Sunday. God bless you. Just wait. They are coming for you. They are coming right now. Those of us who want to collect, just can you just come forward here? We'll get some for you quickly.